Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness. Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
All right, great to have you back with us. Big game tonight, game two of this division series, Giants and Dodgers. We're joined by Susan Slusser of the Chronicle, who's been covering the Giants all year long. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Marty?
Good. I just talked to Bruce Jenkins for about 25 minutes, and I know you you followed Bruce for so long, and I don't know, there's no one better to talk baseball with than Bruce Jenkins.
Oh, I don't know if you know my Bruce Jenkins story.
Please. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, I grew up in Alameda and then Monterey, reading the Chronicle, of course. And this was before he was a baseball writer, a columnist. He was working on the copy desk. Sorry, we got the Blue Angels here, so it's going to be a little bit loud for the next minute.
That's okay. I
can't remember who it was, but one of my favorite players is, you know, we can. There were none of these national notes things by the, you know, at that point. There were, you know, what you got was in the paper, and you know, especially for out of town teams, sometimes you just didn't get full information. So whatever player it was hadn't been in the lineup for, I don't know, a week or something. So I sent the Chronicle, just the Chronicle Sports Department, a letter, actual letter, of course. This is probably late 70s, 77, 78, something like that. And said, player X hasn't been in the lineup all week. Can you tell me why? And he sent me back this very nice note about why. And he said, please, if you ever have any more questions about baseball, please ask me. My name is Bruce Jenkins, and here's my phone number. So I was probably about, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10, something like that. And so he said, ask me about baseball. So now I ask Bruce about baseball all the time.
Now he writes you letters to find out what's going on.
Nope. He will know. He has forgotten so much more about baseball than I will ever know. It's absolutely disgraceful. But yeah, no, I was probably about 10, I think. And he sent me back the nicest. And look at us now. We've been colleagues for more than 25 years.
And he's still doing it. And, you know, and I know one of these days you're going to get that Baseball Excellence Award at Cooperstown. And I've said that before. You will. And Bruce should, too.
That's nice of you. Bay Area baseball has had an awful lot of really, really, really great writers over the year. We going back to Bob Stevens and, of course, Nick Peters, you know, just on and on and on. We've all been just so lucky and so blessed with great writers. And, of course, the wonderful Ron Bergman.
And Leonard Coppett, too.
Leonard Coppett, yeah, absolutely.
Dave Newhouse, there's so many. Boy, yeah, you're right. Boy, it's a great lineup. Boy, and Howard Bryant. You know, all you guys were here in the beginning. Wow. Oh, it's fun. Well, what did you think last night? You know, you've been down the road before. You've seen a lot of exciting games. And the kid sort of grew up even more last night. He's getting a real personality.
Yeah, you know, we kind of see, like, during the spring, we saw a little bit of that personality. It was all tougher because that was on Zoom, of course, and he's, especially in person, he really, you know, kind of shows the even more fun side. But, yeah, the fact that Logan Webb's from Rockland, you know, and he grew up, a fan of Bay Area baseball. He was an A's fan, but, you know, he followed the Giants, too. I think he's just always so excited for everything. One of the things that really cracks me up is how much he loves hitting, and we've seen that all year. Like, he is the most excited guy ever to take batting practice I've ever seen in my life. He just can't wait to get in the cage. So, I think it's wonderful to see everybody kind of see it on the big stage now. And that's game one. One of the things I really enjoyed most about it is the things we've seen all year about this team that the national media hasn't seen, the national audience certainly hasn't seen. They did an awful lot of it last night. You know, that the old guys contributed both, with home runs, and then Crawford is part of that spectacular double play. Logan Webb kind of coming out of nowhere and having that great second half. Well, this is why we saw it. And, you know, some Chris Bryant even chipping in after kind of a rough September. So really, really fun stuff, and kind of exactly the way, if you're the Giants coaching staff, you draw it up. Score early, get a strong pitching performance. The bullpen doesn't have to cover too many innings, but, you know, with the innings they're in there for, they're terrific. And then you get the three homers. That is such a Giants game.
Yeah, I said it on the open today. I said I've seen this game 107 times this year, and it was the same game. They were relaxed. The veterans led the way in great pitching, and this game could have been played in July 3rd or April 28th. It was the same game we've seen so many times. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people say in the playoffs a manager, well, he's got to manage like it's the seventh game of the World Series, and he's got to do this and that. Frankly, Kapler's been doing that for 2 months or 3 months already, and he's just normally, he pulls guys, he does the bullpen a certain way. And, Susan, to me, this is no different than he's managed all year.
Yeah, they're big on talking about process here. I'm sure you've heard that a lot, you know, and they stick with it. And the postseason is no different. They're not going to make any big changes. But they are. He's always managing for any possible advantage. They are always playing for any possible advantage. That's, of course, what you do in the playoffs. I'm not sure why any team would not do anything differently during the regular season. But the only thing that I think that he's even talked about that they're going to do differently, and this makes sense, is, you know, now they can get up relievers a lot earlier in games because they're all going to be rested. They've got all these built-in days off. So, you know, he'll have some more options if somebody were to get in trouble early. You know, obviously we saw that with Logan Webb at fairly early in the game. You know, they did have somebody up. I didn't go to him. But it's really, besides that, it's going to be exactly the same. You know, we'll see the same relievers probably targeted for the same spots of the lineup, especially this series. You know, the Giants and Dodgers have seen each other so often. I don't think there are too many tricks left up anybody's sleeve at this point.
No, what do you think of the lineup today? And again, it's the right-handed lineup, Ruff being traded for LaStella. I'll say this about LaStella. LaStella's growing on me. I think he's been fabulous leading off, but you got Ruff for LaStella, and then here come all the righties except for Craw.
Yeah, I've liked the right-handed lineup a lot this year. You know, it's funny because we go, oh, the right-handed hitting lineup, the left-handed hitting lineup. Everybody winds up playing basically every game, right? You know, it's like first shift, second shift almost. But yeah, I really like it. You know, it makes a lot of sense. They did have some success against Urias earlier in the season. You know, especially he was a little more fastball heavy at that point. So you know, he's mixing things up a lot better now. So that's going to be really interesting. But you know, Darren Ruff is kind of one of those secret weapons that they've had that anybody that follows the team all year kind of knows, especially in the second half. He's a guy that can do an awful lot of damage, and I would suspect that we will see something from him because Darren Ruff against left-handers is something special at times.
Is there any updates on Belt? And I know that we've used the term miracle, you know, to come back in the NLCS if they go that far. Any updates on him? What you think?
Yeah, I asked about Belt before the game, and today was a two-week mark. He's supposed to be getting checked today by the hand specialist. Kapler said, like, look, you know, if we get good news on him, great. He is still going to have to go through a regular hitting progression once he is cleared to hit. He has been taking that Forteo. We talked about that, Dr. Schwartz's kind of miracle Forteo, which promotes bone growth. Yeah. So, you know, there's a chance that he's, you know, maybe a little ahead of schedule from like a traditional hairline fracture of a thumb. But the timeline's pretty clear. It's usually 3 to 6 weeks. Maybe if they're looking a little more at the 3 week mark, what do you do? Do you, if you think maybe he's available for games, you know, 3 and beyond of an LCS, do you bite the bullet and add him to the roster for that reason, knowing that you wouldn't have him in the first 2 as he's maybe doing swing progressions or something like that? They might, you know, it might wind up being one where he's just kind of a tweener and available later in an LCS, and that'll be an interesting decision.
Yeah, no, he's on for me. If you can get him into, you know, first of all, it's a 7-game series, and as Woe says, it can be like a 2-week series.
Absolutely.
If you can get Belt in there, I don't care if it's game 5. He's on my roster. He does. No, he's an inning.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
Yeah, he changes the innings. And I'm glad you mentioned Elliot Schwartz with Fornaio. It's worked before, and it does heal heal those fractures quickly. You know, it's interesting, and you use the word process, and they have their own language, don't they?
They do.
Don't they? You have to get used to it. Instead of just saying normal baseball terms, they have a new language right now.
Yeah, we hear a lot of stuff about, Donnie Ecker has one that always kind of, I had to ask him to explain it to me, macro peripherals. He talks about macro peripherals, and he talks about physiology a lot. And I always have to say, like, what specifically do you mean when it comes to hitting? Are you looking at, you know, what do you consider a macro peripheral? But, you know, they have so much number, so many numbers that they have to crunch and figure out what's important, what's not important, what might, what do they winnow things down to on a particular day against a particular team, against a particular pitcher, and even in a particular at-bat. So I think the macro are the things that they're looking in at coming into maybe a series, and then they start to get their micro focus. So, yeah, it is. It's a whole different language, and sometimes it sounds more like a TED Talk than baseball. But I'll tell you what, we know this about baseball, Marty. When one team is successful doing something, everybody else is going to follow suit. So we will be talking to, like, somebody in Kansas City in 2 years, and they'll be talking about macro peripherals.
No, you're right. In fact, every time anyone mentions Tampa on TV, I say, just say Giants instead, because they become a mirror of Tampa, really, except the Giants have better starting pitching. But Kevin Cash manages very similar to what Kapler's doing without the starting pitching. What do you think? You've seen the Arozarena play, Arozarena. Stole home the other night. What would you think of that? You've seen him play before.
I mean, you know, he obviously does it all, right? Homer, it steals home. It's such an exciting young player. The fact that he was able to kind of take the launching point from last year and continue it on through this year and just be such a huge impact guy at that age and that experience level, wow. I mean, I think we're in for, you know, a decade plus of really fun stuff to watch.
What's your take on the Dodgers? They had the wild card game, and it was a crazy game against the Cardinals with Wainwright. Scherzer's knocked out of there early. He's been struggling a lot. Well, what's your take on the Dodgers right now?
Yeah, you know, taking Muncy out, taking Kershaw out, that, you know, these things kind of do have an impact. Their lineup is not quite as ferocious as it normally might be. They were chasing more. Like Dave Roberts last night said, you know, hey, Logan Webb quit's great, but a lot of this is really more, you know, on us. They were just chasing. And he said, if you keep chasing those pitches, they're going to keep throwing them. You have to adjust. And usually you expect a Dodgers team to adjust. They're among the teams with the Giants that typically have really great at bats. So, you know, I'm not going to try to do any sort of psychoanalysis on them. They're the defending champs. They're a great team. You know, their roster is still great, even when you subtract, you know, guys like Muncy and Kershaw, and going back, obviously, quite a ways, Trevor Bauer, people like that. They know what they're doing, but you've got to imagine that there is a little bit of pressure on them. You know, they didn't win the division. Mm-hmm. They want so badly to get back and be able to defend the title and not have to deal with this, like, oh, asterisk title, it was only a 2 month season and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're playing in San Francisco. It's a tough place to play. They did not get the, you know, the huge wave of Dodger fans that they had here during the season. So it's a, you know, I think the balance has shifted a little bit. Kapler has talked a lot about wanting to get the momentum with that game 162 and carry it. It's tough to carry momentum, you know, through a 4 day layoff. And last night it looked like they had. And they certainly had the jump on the Dodgers. Scoring early is going to be key. It was last night. You know, it's not like they have this sewn up. It's only one game.
Right.
Game two is a huge – in a five-game series, game two is huge. It's really pivotal. So, they need to score early. They need some very tight pitching, and then they'll be in good shape. But this is game two is one they need.
Yeah, the five-game series is terrific, and you've covered it. What was your first five-game series? Because I know you covered the A's back when I was there in 2000. But what was your first?
Do you, I mean, I go back as a, you know, as a baseball writer to Sacramento Bee, and then obviously covering the Rangers, and the Rangers were in their first ever postseason when I covered them. I've got to think what it is. Probably maybe that one in 96 with the Rangers.
Yeah, that's right. With Rick Helling, they just
Gil Heredia,
They never stopped hitting the Rangers. That's how, I remember that. Well, as you say, game two is important, but I will say this. So is game three and game four and game five. Yeah. It never stops in a five-game series. That's why I like it.
Yeah, it's true. But you know what? If you go up 2-0 in a five-game series, just need one more starter to have a lights-out outing, and I think the Giants have shown that they've got the pitching to do that.
Yeah, and the guy last night, as I said, the one thing I took from last night's game, if there was a game five, I feel pretty good with him pitching game five. So you're right on that one. When you win game two, you can sleep a little better that night. I think you're right.
100%.
Yeah. Well, pleasure.
Score early, Marty. Score early.
Yeah, score early and often. That's the key to this.
There
you know,
you
one
go.
Day
even better.
One day we have to do a show. One day we have to do a show on all the sports writers from the Bay Area. And
I love it.
Because just as you and I were just going back and forth a little bit, I mentioned Howard, Mark Gonzalez, Mark Saxon. There's so many of them. Brian Murphy. We'll do a show one day on that, on the sports writers, because it's been amazing. It really has.
Oh, I'd love it. That'd be fantastic.
Good.
Thanks,
All
buddy.
Right. Have a great day. All right. Bye, Susan. All right. That is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. Always a pleasure to talk ball with her. Bill and I'll be back, and we'll get you ready for game two of this National League Division Series. I guess you do feel better if you go up 2-0, and it's not going to be simple, but you like Kevin Gausman. He's pitched great all year, and Bill and I will break him down just a little bit and look at this matchup when we come back.
Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in, too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.